Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Each day we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, illustrated with stories from history, current events, and literature to help you be better at what you do. And at the beginning of the week, we try to do a deeper dive, setting a kind of Stoic intention for the week, something to meditate on, something to think on, something to leave you with, to journal about, whatever it is you happen to be doing. So let's get into it.
I've talked a lot about my morning routine here. One of the things I do every morning after I get up is I take a bunch of vitamins that my doctor recommended after some blood tests. I take a vitamin C, a zinc, a omega-3, and I take a couple others who I'm forgetting, but I definitely know whose vitamins I take. And they actually happen to be today's sponsor, and I've been taking them long before Thorne sponsored today's episode. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with all their supplements, and they've teamed up with leading medical professionals to bring out highly effective nutritional supplements. Because I'm a runner, I'm always trying to take care of my joints. And with Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your order. thorne.fit/dailystoic. Use code dailystoic. And note, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No one is unbreakable. No one, not even a Stoic, is unbreakable. We have a long history of the Stoics being devastated by things. Cato at the loss of his brother, Marcus and the victims of the plague, Seneca undone by his exile, Stockdale's body ravaged by 7 years in the Hanoi Hilton. They did not simply shrug these things off. How could they? They were human beings. While Stoicism promises to help you build an inner citadel, fortress of power and resilience that prepares you for the difficulties of the world, it makes no promises to make you a superhuman. A Stoic isn't someone who's invincible. Stoic is someone who puts themselves back together so they can do what needs to be done for themselves and for others. The Stoics would have liked a Japanese art form known as kintsugi, which dates back to the 15th century. In it, masters repair broken plates and cups and bowls, but instead of simply fixing them back to their original state, they make them better. The broken pieces are not glued together, but instead fused with a special lacquer mixed with gold or silver. And the legend is that the art form was created after a broken tea bowl was sent to China for repairs. But the returned bowl was ugly, the same bowl as before but cracked. Kintsugi was invented as a way to turn the scars of a break into something beautiful. Courage isn't about being invulnerable. It's about getting back up. It's about healing. A Stoic finds a way to be stronger at the broken places, as Epictetus did, literally, after having his leg snapped by his torturous master. It's Audie Murphy, the most decorated soldier in American history, returning home damaged by war, and like many veterans and trauma survivors with PTSD. But he decides that this will not define him. Suddenly, life faces us, he concludes in his memoir. I swear to myself that I will measure up to it. I may be branded by war, but I will not be defeated by it. You will lose people you love. You might be financially ruined by someone you trusted. You might put yourself out there, put every bit of your effort into something and fail. And you might be passed over for the thing you wanted so badly. The question is, as always, what will you do with this? How will you respond? Will you let it defeat you? Or will you put the pieces back together and be made stronger for what happened? That's the idea. When I say courage is calling, I don't mean you become this invulnerable robot who charges into deadly situations without a thought. No, to me, courage is the person who keeps going, who continues to hope, continues to try, continues to work to improve themselves, who looks not just at out scary things in the world, but scary things in themselves. One of the scariest things in the world, of course, is to look in the mirror, to be vulnerable, to ask for help, to try to improve, to try to work on your own issues. So that's what Courage is Calling is about. It's the new book from me. If you haven't read it yet, I'd love for you to support it. If you have read it and there's someone in your life that could benefit from it, please do pass along the word. You can get signed copies from me in time for the holidays at store.dailystoic.com. Of course, you can also get the Audible ebook. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, iBooks, anywhere books are sold. I just hope that you support the book, and I appreciate everyone who has so far.
I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Keep the rhythm. Marcus Aurelius must have known that as emperor, he was part of a grand and great history. As a philosopher, he knew that all people are part of the rhythm pulsing through both history and their own lives, and he liked to remind himself not to lose that beat. Return to your philosophy, he would tell himself when he drifted. Don't give in to distractions. In fact, he tried constantly to return to it. That kind of awareness, that paying special attention, is something he learned reading from Epictetus. He told his students that while none of us can be perfect, we can catch ourselves when we begin to slide, when we drift from where we should be. So can you feel that rhythm this week? Can you point to examples when you really feel locked into it? And this is from this week's entry in the Daily Stoic Journal, 366 Days of Writing and Reflection on the Art of Living, by yours truly, and my co-writer and translator, Stephen Hanselman. I actually do this journal every single day. There's a question in the morning, a question in the afternoon, then there's these sort of weekly meditations. As Epictetus says, every day and night we keep thoughts like this at hand, write them, read them aloud, and talk to yourself and others about them. You can check out the Daily Stoic Journal anywhere books are sold. You can also get a signed personalized copy from me in the Daily Stoic store at store.dailystoic.com. And we have two quotes from Marcus and one from Epictetus. Walk the long gallery of the past, of empires, of kingdoms, succeeding each other without number. You can also see the future, for surely it will be exactly the same, unable to deviate from the present rhythm. It's all one, whether we've experienced 40 years or an eon. What more is there to see? That's Meditation 749. And then Meditation 611, he says, when forced as it seems by circumstances into utter confusion, get a hold of yourself quickly. Don't be locked out of the rhythm any longer than necessary. You'll be able to keep the beat if you are constantly returning to it. And then Epictetus' Discourses 412, he says, when you let your attention slide for a bit, don't think you will get back a grip on it whenever you wish. Instead, bear in mind that perhaps because of today's mistake, everything that follows will be necessarily worse. Is it possible to be free of error? No, not by any means, but it is possible for a person to always be stretching to avoid error, and we must be content to at least escape a few mistakes by never letting our attention slide. I was thinking about this, and I remember I wrote an article, wrote a blog post. I'm looking at this. This is March 4th, 2012. So this is before... This is, trust me, I'm lying, it's mostly written, but it's not out. I've moved to New Orleans. I'm transitioning towards a sort of different life. And anyways, I wrote a blog post on my site called Return to Philosophy, and I'll read it to you. I have written this post before, but it remains a common theme. The busier we get, the more we work and learn and read, the further we drift. We get in a rhythm. We're making money, being creative. We're stimulated and busy. And it seems like everything is going well. But we drift further and further from philosophy. So we must catch ourselves and return to it. Pick up Meditations, Seneca, Plutarch, Hadot, our note cards of quotes and reminders, anything from the shelf of great books. Stop and evaluate. Read something that challenges, that informs. No matter how much learning or work or thinking we do, none of it matters unless it happens against the backdrop of exhortative analysis, the kind rooted in the deep study of the mind and emotion, and demands that we hold ourselves to certain standards. We must turn to the practical, to the spiritual exercises of great men, and actively use them. It's the only way we'll get anything out of the rest of our efforts. It's simple. Stop learning or working for a second and refine. Put aside all the momentum and the moment. Tap the brakes. Return to philosophy. And then I found the other post, which is, wow, dated December 22nd, 2009. So, wow, I guess I'm 22. And I wrote, "Lately I have felt off. As I felt down, it occurred to me how long it had been since I sat down and read philosophy. I knew I should fix this, but I didn't. A new book would come and I'd immediately pick it up. I think I've spent so little time reading now, it would be a shame to sit down with something I've read before. But this was a sham. What I was doing was distracting myself. It's what Stephen Pressfield calls the resistance. I made myself busy so that I would have no chance to feel better. I knew that philosophy requires work and self-criticism and one inevitable conclusion, that my problems were almost entirely my own fault. Their resolution requires an active process that only I can initiate. Philosophy is the tool with which to do so. As one would say," and I think this is Marcus Aurelius I'm quoting, "doctors carry their tools on their person, or more ideally, a boxer's tools are their person. We should seek to do the same. There is no excuse for being too busy or too distracted, nor is there any alternative." So anyways, if you feel like you're slipping a little bit, know that I do that too, and I have now for well over a decade and a half. And you just pick yourself back up. You go back to the rhythm, as Marcus Aurelius says. You pick up your philosophy, you return to it, and you keep going. So I'll leave you there. And I hope you pick up the rhythm this week, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. You just go to dailystoic.com/email. So check it out, dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery V, destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.